Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
CBS Eye on the World with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft just returned from Ukraine. He's in the United Kingdom, and we look to Finland. The headline in the Financial Times adds the twist. Russia warns Finland's NATO membership risks escalating conflict. Vladimir Putin himself pointing to this and other voices in Moscow. Why Finland upsets Moscow so profoundly, Anatole? What is there? Is that the history of the Finnish war? Is everybody thinking of 1939, 1940?
From Russia's point of view, rather more 1941 to 1944, in which the Finns, very understandably, of course, sided with the Germans. The blockade of Leningrad, now once again St. Petersburg, in which more than 750,000 Russian civilians died of starvation. The southern part of the blockade was created by the Germans. The northern part of the blockade was created by the Finns, with, of course, German support. Finland in NATO creates a huge new NATO border with Russia, extending all the way up into the Arctic, bringing NATO closer to the Russian naval base at Murmansk, in principle threatening huge new areas of Russia. Now, that said, Russia in general has, Russia is also deeply, I think, offended by this Finnish move because, since the 1950s, Russia has never threatened Finland. And in fact, Russia gave up a base which it had leased as a result of the treaty with Finland after the Second World War, and Russia handed it back at Hanko. So the Russians can't quite understand why the Finns have taken this step, since from Russia's point of view, Russia never threatened them. In some respects, the Russian response to Finland's joining NATO has been very calm. They've had to say that they will respond in certain ways, but they haven't said what. They haven't, threatened Finland with new missiles, for example. I think, this is my analysis at least, that this is also because they are holding this in reserve in case Finland does something which would really worry them, which is allow American forces to base themselves in Finland. Against that, I think Russia would retaliate much more severely. And I think the form of the retaliation would be to target Finland with short and medium range nuclear weapons as part of this strategy, which I've described, which is really the last strategy left in the Russian locker, which is renuclearization and nuclear threats to Europe. And what the Russians would basically be saying to the Finns would be, look, we never threatened you before. We lived together happily during the Cold War. All you've done by joining NATO is expose yourself to totally new and unnecessary risks, which, didn't previously exist. And then they would wait to see whether, in fact, that had some, effect in changing Finnish public opinion and European public opinion. And we'll have to see if it would. During the Cold War, the whole Pershing crisis in the early 1980s, when America deployed short-range nuclear weapons to Europe in response to Soviet deployments, although there were major protests in Western Europe, in Germany, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, CND in Britain, it did not, in fact, lead to changes in Western government policy. The Soviet strategy failed. We would have to see if it would fail this time around.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in the United Kingdom, just back from Ukraine. And a note here, there's a small opening about the possibility of negotiation without a battle to the end for Crimea, just a small opening. It could last minutes. It could lead to something larger. But there's a stalemate on the battlefield, and that suggests other means possible going ahead. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.